Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Criticism is always difficult to take, especially when we're falsely accused. Has that ever happened to you? Well, it has happened to me, and it certainly happened frequently to the Apostle Paul. And even though he defended himself by citing his apostolic authority, he also looked to others to verify his character. Note what he wrote to the Corinthians.
This is why I have sent Timothy to you. He is my dearly loved and faithful child in the Lord. He will remind you about my ways in Christ Jesus, just as I teach everywhere in every church.
Perhaps Paul was thinking of Proverbs 27:2 when he wrote these words about Timothy. Let another praise you, and not your own mouth, a stranger, and not your own lips. Well, Timothy, of course, was no stranger. But he knew Paul's motives perhaps better than anyone on earth. Yes, false criticism is very difficult to take, and it's not wrong to defend ourselves. But we're to do so with a spirit of love, a spirit of gentleness, a spirit of honesty. However, there are times when we simply have to be patient and wait for God to defend us. And when he does, he will be the best advocate we could ever have. I know that's been true in my own life. So let's remember this principle to live by. When we're falsely accused, it's not wrong to defend ourselves, but we should also have someone who knows us well verify our true character.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.